The Library Friends of Cook County host their annual meeting Tuesday, October 20th. Joining us now with more about it are two Library Friends board members, Nancy Backlund and Karen Kobe. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting us.
Good morning.
So what's happening on the 20th?
Well, we are having our annual meeting, and it is at the library. We have a great speaker, Scott Hoosby, and he is a book preserver and has done some work at the Library of Congress, and he's back living up here. He lived here many years ago. I've known him for over 30 years. Sorry, Scott. It's been a long time. And but we're looking forward to hearing about his expertise and his preservation. He's been a bookbinder for at least, I think he said, over close to 40 years. So we're looking forward to that, and we're glad to have him back in our community.
Well, it is so nice to have somebody with that ability here. Mm-hmm. So how do you get to be a Library Friends member?
There's several ways to join, of course, but we do have brochures at the library. You can ask a clerk at the library to fill one out. There's different categories of being a member. An individual membership is $15, and a family membership is $20. Of course, there's other contributing categories, I would say, that you could volunteer to give more, of course, to be a member. So that's basically it. You can join at our annual book sale in August over Fishman's Picnic. Those are probably the two easiest ways that you can join. We are on the library's website also. If you have more questions about what Library Friends is all about, other than what we tell you today.
So what is the main function of the Library Friends?
Well, Library Friends' main function is to support our library financially, our wonderful library. All the nonfiction books are purchased by Library Friends. We also purchase movies for the DVD collection. Some other things we provide are money for signage and furniture for the kids area and sponsoring events. And of course, we also give money to all the Cook County schools for their libraries. There have been cuts in state funding, so that makes us a main support for the school libraries, which is very, very valuable. And all that money comes from our used book sale, which our Merry Little Band puts on during Fishman's Picnic. And that leads me to another thing that you can do for Library Friends and for our library. Because we make most of our money at the used book sale in July, we have to sort the books that are donated by the generous people in Cook County. And that happens at City Hall, and we have a very dedicated bunch of volunteers. We need more. Last year, we had over 500 boxed egg cartons of donated books for the sale, and they were all sorted by volunteers. Now, sorting means that you go through boxes of books that have been donated, and it's kind of like a treasure hunt. Because you open up this box, you have no idea who donated the books, and you get to see what Cook County is reading. And some of the boxes are like, ooh, what was this person into? And all of the books are of a theme, or not. But it's kind of fun just to try and figure out who donated this box. And you also get first look at all the books that 'll be in the sale. So it's kind of fascinating to see what Cook County is reading. There's old books, new books, odd books, out-of-print books, children's books, and you get to see them all and put them in categories for sorting. Now, another benefit, besides joining our Merry Little Band, is that if you see a book you're interested in, you can borrow it for a time or a movie, take it home, read it or look at it, and then bring it back and put it on the shelves of the sorting room. So it's kind of a fun activity, very satisfying.
So is this sorting done periodically through the year, or do you do it just all in one fell swoop?
Oh, goodness, if we did it all in one fell swoop, we wouldn't get any sleep, and we'd all be basket cases. No, we do it all the whole year, starting after the book sale, up until, I think, June is when we have a cutoff, mm-hmm. just to save our sanity, because there's quite a backlog of books. So we do it all year round. So if you have an hour, let's say, to give during the year, just stop in City Hall and you sort some books for an hour or so, maybe box a category, and it's all contributing to the book sale.
What a fun thing to do.
It actually is, and it's very satisfying.
So what about this annual meeting? What goes on there?
Well, there are some nominations for new board members. We have about a dozen or so board members that help run the whole business of it. Example, when we're talking about our book sale, all the books actually are dropped off at the library by donators. And then what we end up doing is one of the board members is Mike Shomesky, and he picks up all these thousands of books and hauls them over to the City Hall area, and that's where we do our sorting. And so we have our board members, you know, you have the usual chair and treasurer and secretary and things like that, but then we have people that take care of publicity, or, well, the book sale is another huge, huge one that we are dividing up into different categories for help like that, and membership. And so that's primarily what the annual meeting is about, and we have several new board members coming on. Our terms usually last 2 years, although people have been known to be there a lot longer than that. And so that's kind of the main thing, besides our speaker and just kind of getting together and, yeah, letting people know what we're all about.
Well, we've been talking with Nancy Backlund and Karen Covey of the Library Friends of Cook County. Their annual meeting is Tuesday, October 20th, 7 o'clock at the Grand Marais Public Library. Everybody is welcome to attend the talk and consider membership. More information from Nancy at 387-1798. Anything else we should add?
I guess I would like to add just a couple things that the Library Friends do. The library is a mainstay for our community, and they end up doing many events throughout the whole year. So one of the things that the Library Friends does is help the library sponsor some events, and we work at the events, whether we bring food, whether we're greeters at the door, whether we're helping people with becoming members of the Friends of the Library. A good example is now, November 5th through the 8th, there's the North Shore Readers and Writers Festival, which the library is sponsoring, along with the Art Colony. And the Friends of the Library are going to help with that by selling memberships, being greeters, maybe having some coffee for people at the different conference events. So there's things like that that people, if they say, well, I don't really want to sort books, there are some other things that can be done in the community.
Okay, good to point that out. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.